First question. In line 1 to 6, Romeo says that Juliet does not appear to be dead. Explain the dramatic irony in what he says. What effects does the irony of the situation have?
Answer. She is still as beautiful as if she were alive, as if death has not claimed her at all. We think it's to make the scene more tragic because it seems like Romeo is blinded by his lovely beauty even in death. Maybe he can't handle the truth.
Question 2. Find 2 examples of personification in Romeo's speech.
Answer. The 2 examples are that hath sucked honey of thy breath, and thou art not conquered, beauty's instinct yet.
Question 3. Throughout the play, Romeo says that he is a victim of fate. In which line does Romeo repeat that destiny has been cruel to him?
Answer. Line 12. For fear of that I shall stay with thee. To line 18. From form this world wearied flesh.
Question 4. By committing suicide, Romeo believes that he will be reunited with Juliet spiritually. So in his final speech, he focuses on the physical aspects of their love. Find the parts of the body he mentions.
Answer. He mentions eyes, arms, and lips.
Question 5. When Friar Lawrence enters the tomb, he speaks in exterminations and Christians. What does the way he speaks reveal about his state of mind?
Answer. He is in shock. It is like there has been a divine intervention, because as it's said in the start of the poem, this was death-marked love.
Question 6. Several times during the play, Several times during the play, life is compared to a sea journey. How does the metaphor in line 24 extend this image?
Answer. Romeo is like a ship that has been thrown against the rocks. He has been stripped of everything, like his name, for example, his name and honor. He has only got his body left, and he even chooses to destroy that to be reunited with his Juliet.